All right, y'all know what time it is. Y'all might as well get with it.
Our help today, because our help truly does come from the Lord. Welcome to New Creation Midweek Online Service. We thank God for you. We are excited, amen, what God is about to do in these next few moments that we have together. We thank you for tuning in. Those of you on your lunch break, those of you in transit, those of you who are at home, thank you for finding it out, robbery, to come and join us during our midweek hour of service. Amen. We're excited about what God is going to speak today. And I just want to open today's service in prayer. Hallelujah. Father, in your Son Jesus' name, this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Yeah. I was glad when they said unto me, come, let us go into the house of the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Bless the Lord, and hallelujah, magnify God with me. Lord, we pray today that you moved on this service. We pray that you speak to your people today. Father God, use the preacher to give us a rhema right now, word in due season. We thank you in advance, and we praise you on this side of it in the name of Jesus. Now, we thank you for a smooth audio broadcast. We thank you that the devil is a liar, and we rebuke the hand of the enemy, even off of technology, the audio, and the sight and sound, Lord, that will go forth in this moment. Now, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for miracles. We thank you for signs and wonders today. Now, Lord, speak. We know your word will not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which you send it to do. The Lord is those. Continue to tune in. We thank you again for your grace and your mercy that is sufficient in this hour. In the name of Jesus, we give this time to you as we go into this midweek service. In the name of Jesus, we seal this prayer in your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So you might as well go ahead and get excited about what God is going to speak to you and I today. Hallelujah, through the pastor, prophet, Rebecca Simmons. Amen. We are excited, hallelujah, as she opened up with that song, hallelujah. He is an awesome God, and we need to be reminded of that today, that he is an awesome God. So let this word minister to you today, amen. So after this next worship and praise song, we're going to hear from Pastor Prophet Rebecca Simmons as she brings forth the word of God to our hearing today. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing through the word of God. So get your hearts and your ears and your minds ready to receive from Pastor Prophet Rebecca Simmons. After the next song, you'll hear her voice. In Jesus' name, amen.
I got the joy of the Lord on Hallelujah, hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. I got the joy of the Lord way down on the inside of me. Hallelujah. The world didn't give me this joy. Hallelujah. The world can't take it away. I just feel like praising God. He is worthy. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. Oh, yeah. We're going to rejoice in spite of it. In spite of everything that's going on, we shall rejoice and be glad in this day. Hallelujah. Because we have the joy of the Lord. I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. Nothing like the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Come on, somebody. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. No matter what it looks like, no matter what's going on, no matter what they say, no matter what people do, I still got joy, 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 joy. I got the joy of the Lord way down on the inside of me. And I tell you, I just can't help but praise God, because he's been so good to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Somebody go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and praise God. Oh, right there where you are. Praise him in your car. Praise him in your living room. Go ahead and praise God on the job today. Come on, somebody. I dare you to praise God in that hospital room. Go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. I got the joy of the Lord way down on the inside of me, and this joy that I have, the world did not give it to me, and the world certainly, certainly cannot take it away. Oh my, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. Well, grab your sword if you can. Turn with me to the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2, hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is worthy. He is worthy. God is worthy to be praised. There's none like him. You know, some boast in their riches. Some people boast in the fact that they have a lot of money, y'all. Some people boast in the fact that they have prestige and power. Some people boast in the fact that they are healthy, hallelujah, and they have a lot of loved ones around them. But God says that we don't boast in those things. We don't even boast in our own wisdom, but we boast in the fact that we know and understand the one true God. We know and understand God for ourselves. And if you got a relationship with Jesus, that's a reason to go ahead and praise him right there off by yourself, because you know him. My God, hallelujah. And he knows you. God says that he knows you. He says he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you, but he's always with you. And I thank God that he's always with me, because I need him. I need God. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need him more than I need my necessary food. I need Jesus. He is my bread of life. He is my living water. My God, I need Jesus. He is my friend that sticks closer than a brother. My God, my confidant. He is the person that I can talk to in the midnight hour. Oh God, when I'm weeping, when I'm scared, when I'm nervous about some things, he is the one who comforts me and keeps me during that midnight hour, when she talks about weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy, joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. My God. Well, that's not my word, but I'm telling you, that's a word for somebody. That's a word for somebody. Go ahead and rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. 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 The joy of the Lord truly is your strength. Turn with me in your Bibles to Habakkuk chapter 2, and I'll be reading verses 1 through 3. If you haven't, just say amen. Hallelujah. Habakkuk 2, verse 1 through 3, and it reads, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name on today. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for this time, Father God, that you have allowed us to come together on the online campus of New Creation Christian Ministries. Oh God, we thank you, hallelujah, for those who have gathered near and far, oh God, from near and far to hear your word, to worship you for this 1 hour, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you, and we ask that you would speak to our hearts, oh Lord. Use me, your woman servant, oh God, to speak to the hearts of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, somebody came because they need to hear a word from you. So, Lord, speak, God, speak, Lord. Let me decrease and you increase, oh God, as you, Father God, speak out over the airways and over the internet waves, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, at the end of this time, we ask that you save souls, change lives, set the captives free, and we will be ever so certain to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to speak to you on today on the topic of refocus your vision. Refocus your vision. My. Here in the book of Habakkuk, the prophet is saying that he will stand upon his watch and see what the Lord will say unto me. He said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will wait and watch to see what the Lord will say unto me. And then he goes on to talk about writing the vision. And I want to talk to you because God wants us to refocus our vision. And when I looked at that word focus, and I looked it up in the dictionary, I looked up the word focus, and it's a central point as of attraction, a central point of attention, a central point of activity. My God, it's the focal point of a lens or the focal length of a lens, the clear and sharply defined condition of an image, the position of a viewed object or the adjustment of an optical device necessary to produce a clear image. Somebody got to hear me on today. I'm talking about your focus on today. Another definition is to bring to a focus or into focus, to concentrate. My God, what are you concentrating on? What is in the forefront of your mind? What is that thing that you're paying attention to? What is the thing that's grabbing all of your attention? What are you focusing your thoughts on? Hallelujah. And then I looked at the word refocus, and it means to focus once again, to put again into focus or to focus more sharply, to refocus the image until it is very sharp. And this is what God is saying to us on today. He said, a lot of you have become distracted, and you've gotten off kilter, off center, off balance. And God is saying it's time to refocus. You know, there are so many distractions in the world and so many things that we can focus on. We can focus on the bills, or we can focus on our bank account. We can focus on our money, or the fact that we don't seem to have enough money. Oftentimes we find ourselves focusing on our health. You know, so many attacks are coming against the body of Christ, the body of Christ. A lot of members of the body are being attacked in their members. Amen. We're being attacked in our vital organs, and we're being attacked in our eyesight, and we're being attacked by all kinds of strange occurrences that are taking place in our bodies, and if we're not careful, we can find ourselves focusing on these things instead of focusing on the thing that needs to be focused on, and that is the vision. God is saying refocus the vision. My God, we find ourselves focusing on our children and their behaviors. We find ourselves focusing, my God, on our jobs and how hard sometimes our jobs become, or even we find ourselves focusing on the fact that people are coming against us that people are persecuting us for no reason, that people are hating on us, that people are misunderstanding us. We can focus on the fact that people are not seemingly supporting us, and our focus has gotten off center, and instead of being sharp, instead of being focused, instead of having a clear focal point, a clear vision, our vision has become blurred. Our vision has become blurry, and we're not able, some of us, to see what it is that God needs for us to see, because Habakkuk said he was going to wait and see what the Lord was going to show him. Amen. Hallelujah. What the Lord was going to say to him. Amen. The vision that the Lord would give him. And so many of us, God has given us a vision, and God has spoken to us about ourselves, and he has spoken to us about our children. And the devil has come to do his job, which is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And one of the means that he uses to do that is distraction. So the devil is trying to distract you, to get you off course, to stop you from focusing even on the glory and the goodness of God, to stop you from focusing on the fact that God is all God. God is God all by himself, and that God is sovereign, and God is providential, and that God is in control, and that God is all-powerful, and that God is able, and that God can heal that sickness, and he can turn those wayward kids back in the right direction, and God can put money in your bank, and God will take care of your enemies, because he said that he will make your enemies your footstool, and God says he will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. And God can even heal your sick loved ones, my God, because he is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer, my God. And God can, my God, he can provide for your every need, because he tells us in the book of my God, Matthew, hallelujah, that if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he says, then everything else will be added unto us. I'm telling you here that God wants you to refocus. He wants you to shift your attention. God wants you to shift your attention away from those other things and put your heart and your mind back on him and the vision that he has given you for your life. God says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, plans of peace and not of evil, thoughts to bring you to an expected end, not just combine the NIV with the King James Version. God knows exactly what he has in store for you, and God has given you a glimpse of that, but you only have a glimpse because he says that eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things that I have planned for him, things that I have prepared for him. He said, but I have revealed it by my spirit. I'm telling you, we need to shift our focus away from the things of this world and refocus on the things of the supernatural. We need to refocus onto the things of the spirit. We need to refocus onto the things that God has said about us, pertaining to us, and the assignment, my God, that God has given us, amen, to move forward, to forcefully advance his kingdom, to forcefully advance the kingdom of God. The Bible says that the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. I'm talking about refocusing your vision on today. God has shown you something pertaining to you. He's shown you some things through his word, because how many of you know that without the word, we don't have any vision? My God, hallelujah. Vision. I even went ahead and I looked at that word vision, my God. And God has shown you some things about your life through visions, my God. And we think about the word vision, it's the act or power of sensing with the eyes, sight. But that's only part of what our vision is, my God. How many of you know you can have vision without having visual vision, my God? You know, you can be blind and still have vision, my God. God has, I'm talking physically blind, and still have supernatural, my God, exponential kingdom vision, my God. God still, even if they got out the eyes of a kingdom individual, like they gouged out the eyes of Samson. What we have to realize is that even if they gouge out the eyes of a kingdom individual, that individual will still have a mindset for kingdom. My God, that's your vision, your mindset, my God, the act or power of anticipating that which will or may come to be, prophetic vision, my God, or the vision of an entrepreneur, my God, for all the business people out there, because how many of you know that your vision is not just wrapped up in what's going on in the church? How many of you know that kingdom goes way beyond the walls, the four walls of the church? That God has put in dreams in your heart of what you want to do and what you want to be, and that is part of the vision that God has given you to go out, my God, and take back, my God, the kingdom of God by force. There's a vision God has given you. Some of you want to write books and cut CDs. Some of you are filmmakers, my God, entrepreneurs that have your own business, my God, realtors, you know, buying real estate and selling real estate, my God. Hallelujah. And some of you have the vision of the fivefold ministry because God birthed that out in you. God put everything in you at birth that he had ordained for you to do, my God, as a part of your journey here on this earth. My God, hallelujah. You have been sent here with a purpose. There are some things that God has set aside, as he tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. He says, I have prepared good works in advance for them to do. God has prepared good works in advance for you to do. Don't think that you're a wandering generality or that your life has no purpose, and don't think that just because the devil is coming against you and all hell is breaking loose in your life, even in your health, my God, or in the lives of your loved ones, that God still does not have a purpose and a plan for your life. I'm telling you, it's time to refocus your vision. Hallelujah. Get back the zeal. Get back your tenacity. Get back your power. Get back your joy, my God, and continue to run this race, my God, that's been set before you. Don't give up. Don't quit, my God. Don't be distracted. God is telling you it's time to shift. My God, it's time to shift your focus on today. You've been concentrating on too many of the wrong things. Some of us need to fast Facebook. Some of us need to go there and do what we need to do, and then get up out of there, because what happens is you're letting too many people speak into your vision. You're letting too many people speak into your mind. Hallelujah. And God is saying, I need to speak to you. There's some things that I want to say to you. I need you to get back in focus, and I need you to get your life back in balance. There are some of you that are out of balance. You're spending a lot of time on one end, but God is saying, I need you to spend more time in my word. I need you to spend more time in my presence. I need you to spend more time taking care of yourself. I need some of you have letting yourself getting raggedy. You're letting yourself get run down because of the problem that you're focusing on. That's why God says, seek first his kingdom. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus, my God. Cast your cares on him because he cares for you. God wants you to refocus. He wants you to go back to your first works. Spending time with him first and foremost, feeding your spirit. Spending time, my God, in his word and prayer. This is spiritual food. And then spending time taking care of yourself, getting yourself some good food, putting the right nutrients into your body. And then spending some time working that body, exercising, moving, my God. Spending some time getting the proper rest. Some of us are staying up all night. And God is saying, that's not my plan. I did not intend for you to work through the night. I intended for you to work while it is yet day and get a good 8 hours of sleep. Amen. Hallelujah. And that one was for me, y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. But God wants us to refocus, y'all. The vision has been given to us. Another definition of vision is a vivid, imaginative conception or anticipation. Visions of wealth and glory. You know, and it's okay to have that type of vision as long as it's in the proper order, as long as you have things in the proper perspective, as long as God is first and you're seeking first the kingdom of God. God has already given us the ability to get wealth. So God does not have a problem with us getting wealth. Amen. Hallelujah. But I just want to quickly wrap this up. Amen. As we wrap up the word on today, God is saying four things he wants me to leave you with. And I pray that you came with a pen or a paper. If not, you can always go back to the archives to hear the word that the Lord is speaking into your heart. The first thing is you must have vision. You must have vision. You must do like Habakkuk did and go and wait and watch and see what the Lord will show you, what the Lord will say. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. And the law is God's word. And as you begin to focus on God's word and concentrate in God's word, God is going to reveal to you the vision. God is going to show you what it is that he has put aside for you. He reveals it by the Spirit. So as you tap into the Spirit, as you tap into the Holy Ghost, as you tap into the supernatural realm, God will begin to show you those things that he has in store for you and those things that he has prepared for you to do. The second thing that God wants me to tell you is to pray for understanding of the vision. My God, in the book of Daniel, it says that it came to pass when I, Daniel, had seen the vision and sought for the meaning, then behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man, and I heard a man's voice between the banks of Ual, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. Some of you don't even know what's going on in your life. You don't understand what it is that God has called you to do. You don't even know how you're going to fulfill the vision, my God. But I'm telling you today that God is saying that you don't need to know how to do the vision. You just need an understanding of the vision. Ask God to show you, to make it clear what it is that he has for you to do. Ask him to make it clear, amen. And then don't worry about how you're going to get the house and how you're going to get the husband and how you're going to get that business started. Don't worry about how you're going to write the book or cut the CD or how you're going to grow the church. Don't worry about how you're going to preach the gospel if God is calling you to preach. Just seek first the kingdom of God and God will reveal to you through his Spirit what it is that how it is that he's going to do what he's going to do. If we seek God and we trust God and we obey God, then the vision will surely come to pass. Though it tarry, it will surely come to pass. It is not your job, my God, hallelujah, to make the vision come to pass. It is your job to obey God, my God, to obey God, to worship God, to praise God, to delight yourself in his word, to meditate on that word day and night, and then God shall make your way prosperous. He will show you who to call. He will show you where to go. He will open doors that no man can close. He will close doors that no man can open. My God, God is speaking on today, hallelujah. Ask God give you a full understanding of the vision. Hallelujah. And then three, don't run to people and expect them to understand or support the vision. This is so important because a lot of visions are killed by vision killers. You have what we call dream killers, and they're just like vision killers. They're the same thing. Vision killers, those people that you go to, and you're so excited about what God has called you to do and what God has put in your hands, and you're excited about that business, and you're excited about that endeavor, and you're excited about that ministry, and these people refuse to support you, and not only do they refuse to support you, but they tell you that that's not God, and they tell you that you can't do it, and they tell you that it's impossible, and they rain on your parade, so to speak, and they try to discourage you from going forward to do what it is that God has told you that you can do. My God, hallelujah. Just like the Israelites, when he told them that they could take the land, God has given us a promised land, and he has told us it is time. My God, this is a word for somebody out there. It is time for you to possess the land. God has promised some things to you, and it's time for you to possess the promises of God. This is your season of blessing. This is your season, baby. It's your time. It's your turn. Hallelujah. It's time to stop focusing on all of the things that are distracting you from doing all of the things that God has called you to do. It's time for you to push past the nonsense and push past the distractions and push past the vision killers and push past the naysayers and go ahead and do what it is that God has told you that certainly you can do. Go ahead and possess and take what it is that God has blessed you. Take, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. It is time for you to forcefully move forward, my God, hallelujah, in spite of everything negative that may be happening around you, hallelujah. This is your season. It's your time. It's your turn. Don't go to people and expect them to understand or support the vision. God did not show it to them. God did not give them the vision. He showed it to you and you alone, my God. And Daniel 10:7, Daniel says, and I, Daniel, alone. Let me read that again. He said, and I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. Everybody's not seeing the vision that God is showing you. He says, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them so that they fled to hide themselves. In other words, God's getting ready to blow up in your life, my God. There's going to be like an earthquake in your life, my God. And then people, when they see what God is doing in your life, they're going to run for cover. They're going to run and hide themselves because they doubt what God really could do in your life. Let me tell you something right now. No matter what you're going through right now, know that nothing is impossible for God. Know that God is able to do all things but fail. And through the power of Jesus Christ, my God, who walked this earth as a man, my God, fully man and fully God, hallelujah, was crucified, my God, was buried, my God, rose up on the third day, my God, hallelujah, showed himself to a lot of folk and ascended into heaven. Not before he gave the assignment to go and make disciples of all men, of all nations. My God, he said, my power will be with you. He said, you shall receive power. You got to know on today that you already have the power. You have the power. God, when you became born again, God gave you his power. You have the power to do whatever it is that you put your mind to. You have the power. You already have the power. So don't expect people to do for you what only God can do. Let me say that again. Don't expect people to do for you what only God can do. And don't expect everybody to understand or to get with the vision, my God, that God has given you. Because here we see that sometimes God will give it to you and you alone. And finally, get your vision tested. Go ahead and test your vision through the Word of God. Make sure that it lines up with the Word of God. You know, it's amazing. Many years ago, about 3 years ago, my vision was horrible. You know, it was less than, I had a negative minus 17 and a minus 15. Hallelujah. And I couldn't see. I had thick glasses, the Coke bottles. I mean, my glasses were so thick that I was embarrassed almost to wear my glasses. And, you know, I'm embarrassed even to admit that because I thank God that I was still able to see. Come on, somebody. But one day I went to the doctor's office and I was sitting in a chair. And, you know, even before that, when I would take my glasses off, I would put them on the nightstand. Like I heard Dr. Creflo Dollar say one time, and I would say, one day I'm going to have 20/20 vision. And then, you know, I mean, that to a lot of people was a joke. As a matter of fact, one day I went to the doctor's office to have my eyes tested, and I couldn't see anything. They asked me, what do you see? And I couldn't see anything. I couldn't even see the big E. The big E was the big blur. And then they put me on the machines, and I couldn't see anything in the machines. And then they put me in on another machine, and I couldn't see nothing. They asked me to see lights. I couldn't even see the lights. And the girl was, she felt sorry for me. I could tell, you know, you could feel when somebody feels sorry for you. And I said, don't feel sorry for me. I said, one day I'm going to have 20/20, and I'm going to be able to see all of this stuff. You know, and, you know, it was amazing because I should have been alarmed because I couldn't see nothing. It was the first time that I couldn't see nothing. And I told the girl, I said, one day I'm going to have 20/20. And she chuckled. The girl laughed at me. She laughed at me just the way that they used to laugh at me with my thick glasses, and she laughed at me, and I was like, oh, well, you know, I didn't even get offended, I just said to myself, well, she's laughing now, but one day I'm going to have 20/20. Well, come to find out, I had cataracts in both eyes, and they sent me to a specialist. They removed the cataracts, and God had them put a special lens in my eyes, and now I have 20/20. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have 20/20 vision with no glasses. Hallelujah. Have not had to go to the eye doctors in 3 years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't have to wear contact lenses. Don't have to wear glasses. God has refocused my vision in the natural realm, and now he wants to refocus our vision in the supernatural realm. And just like when you go to the eye doctor, God says, give them a checkup and see. Ask yourself these questions. What do you see? What do you see? Do you see what God has said? Or do you see your problems? Do you see the word of God being made manifest in your life? Or do you see your children acting up? Do you see yourself with a lot of money? Or do you see your bank account where it looks like there's not enough money? What do you see? And then I want to ask you, what do you know? And what do you know? You know, I had to memorize the vision. I used to cheat on the test. I used to memorize the chart even before this episode. And I would be able to tell them what I saw from what I remember. Amen. And God says, remember. I need you to remember what I said about you. I need you to remember what I said about your children. I need you to remember that I said you're blessed and highly favored. I need you to remember that I have a great plan for your life. I need you to remember that I'm the healer, that I'm your deliverer. I need you to remember that your children are blessed, just like you're blessed. Your offspring is blessed. I need you to remember what I said about you, that I'm taking you into the promised land on this side of heaven. You don't have to wait to get to heaven to receive what I have for you, says the Lord. What do you know? What do you know? Memorize the vision. And then what do you say? Finally, what are you saying? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? The girl probably wanted to know, what are you talking about? I said I had 20/20 vision. She probably was like, what in the world is this woman talking about? She's blind as a bat. But I'm telling you, I serve a God who is able. If you would just line up your mouth and line up your words to say what God has said about you. God told me, hallelujah, that he would heal my eyesight. And I believed him. And today I'm sitting here as a living testimony telling you that God has healed my vision, that God has given me 20/20. God healed my body. I had to go and have a biopsy on my breast a couple of weeks ago. And God told me that it was well. God told me that this was not to death. God told me that I would have no sickness in my body. He said, none of these diseases will I bring on you. You got to believe the word of God. Whose report do you believe? And that report came back negative. It came back saying that all is well. We got to be like the woman when her son died. And she knew that that boy was dead. For some of you, you're looking at some dead situation. But you got to look at that situation and say, it is well. Go ahead and declare. Somebody say, it is well. In the middle of it is well. And go ahead and praise God in the middle of it is well. What do you say? What are you talking about? Are you saying what God said? Are you speaking defeat? Or are you speaking victory? Are you speaking the word of God? Or are you speaking the word of the enemy? What are you talking about? When you open your mouth, are you declaring what thus says the Lord? Say a thing and it shall be established. Declare a thing and it shall be established. So God wants you to refocus your vision today. Whatever's going on, family, finances, health, ministry, vision, business, whatever's going on, God says, refocus your vision and see it how he has said it. Refocus your vision and see it how he has said it, because that's the way it's going to be. Somebody praise God up in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, O Lord. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word, O God. Hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Praise him on the phone line. Praise him in the chat room. Hallelujah. God is worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him, somebody. Hallelujah. God is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise him right where you are. Hallelujah. Praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't hear no praise out there. Somebody praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing, oh God. Thank you for deliverance, oh God. Thank you for taking care of our children, oh God. Thank you for finances, oh God. Thank you for more than enough money. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing our parents, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For being our healer. Thank you for being our provider. Thank you for being our protector. Thank you for being the lifter of our head. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. You're worthy. You're worthy, oh God. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Your praise. There's a breakthrough in your praise. I know you're at work, but there's a breakthrough in your praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you're in your car. It seems strange to be praising God right there through the phone lines, but go ahead and praise him. Praise him in the chat room. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because he just shifted you. Somebody just got their vision checked on today, and God has refocused your vision. Hallelujah. Receive Pastor Emmy as he comes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What a powerful word. Hallelujah. To refocus our vision. What a powerful word from the Lord. Hallelujah. In the book of Acts, he said, I'm going to give my sons and daughters dreams and vision. Mm. And we need to get back. We need to get back to what God initially deposited in our spirit. So, Pastor Rebecca, I thank you for that word. I believe people were blessed. I believe they're getting the vision back. They're writing it down. They're pulling back out the business proposals and getting the ministry back. And people are just being stirred up by the Spirit of God through the woman of God today. So I thank you for that. We are called to possess land. We are called to take dominion. We're supposed to own homes and businesses and have assets. And because you said it so mightily, because of the sickness in our body and our family issues and sometimes on the job issues, we lose our focus. But I thank you for getting us back focused today. I thank you for getting us back on assignment today, and I thank you, hallelujah, that we do have a purpose, and God will fulfill that purpose if we line up with the word of God. So I praise God for that word today. I pray that our audience and those who will listen through the archives will be blessed, because God will honor his vision. Though it tarry, wait for it. So I am encouraged today, and I thank you for that word. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Well, we're
hallelujah.
But I'm just going to, amen. I'm going to ask you if you can kindly send us a donation, send us a seed offering. We don't tarry here as it relates to money, but we do need money to do ministry. Our physical church is located at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07206. That is the zip code. If you physically mail a money order, check there. 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07206. Or you can go to nccmonline.org and just follow the information. It'll have an area where you can give your donations or proceeds, because we want you to sow into this good soil. It will not just encourage us, but I believe that when you sow into good soil, into good seed, God will honor you as you look this way to honor us. Oftentimes, pastors throughout the year get blessings, and we get checks in the mail from people that don't physically belong to ministry, and it blesses us mightily that people are thinking of what we're trying to do and want to support in any way they can the work at New Creation and the work of New Creation Christian Ministry. So if you've been blessed by Pastor Rebecca, whether it's her books, this online ministry, the physical church, just encourage us or allow God to honor your seed as you send, amen, an offering to our ministry. Give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over to the overflow. Men will give back into your bosom. And I just thank God for the principles that God has left us in his word on how we can obtain that wealth. He said, I've given you the ability to get wealth. And the ability that the Bible has is through offerings and through tithing and through sowing and through reaping. So I just thank God that we're going to get back to the supernatural way of God, because he wants to bless us and bless us indeed. I pray you are blessed by that word today. Rebecca reminds us through our prophet, through our pastor, that we need to refocus. And honey, I just want to elaborate on what you talked about, your natural miracle. Well, what a powerful testimony that you had very poor eyesight. Now you have 20/20 vision. That's a word for somebody right there. Don't look at where you are today. Look at where God is taking you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to pray right now for those, there are a couple of people with their hands up. I thank God as you just lift up your hands, that's your way of coming to the altar. Amen. As I pray for you, amen, for God to restore and help you to refocus your vision. Amen. And also I'm praying for those on the phone line and those in the chat room. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name, Lord. We worship you and we magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for this word that has gone forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you will bless this word and bless those who are hearing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father God, somebody needs to have their vision restored, oh God. But even more than that, Lord, they need to know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Lord, and I pray for those who are listening who are not saved on today, God. And I ask, Father God, that you will, Father God, even prick their heart. Father God, even after hearing this word, knowing that Jesus came and lived and died for us so that we would have life and have that life more eternally with you. And not just life in heaven, but life, the word life, being Zoe life, oh God, the blessed life, oh God, that we would have the blessed life on earth, oh God, that will continue into eternity, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for those, Father God, who are being saved through this broadcast, for the lives that are being saved, and those who are turning their lives over to Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. For those and those who, Father God, who have had their vision blurred, oh God, and even those in the natural who are believing for restoration of sight, oh God, you gave me 20/20 vision, oh God, and I believe that you could do the same for my brother. You could do the same for my sister, oh God. So I pray for 20/20 sight in the natural, oh God, and I pray for 20/20 vision in the supernatural realm, oh God, that you, Father God, will not only restore but sharpen the vision of your people, oh God, so that we can see your kingdom, oh God. We can see first the kingdom of God, which we know can only take place by being born again, oh God. But Lord, then we can see what it is that you have for us to do pertaining to your kingdom so that you can get the glory in our lives, oh God. So I pray for each and every person going down from this place, God, that when they go back to work, they won't be the same. That they go, when they go back to their business of kingdom building, they won't be the same. That when they go back to their daily lives, that they won't be the same. But something has quickened on the inside of them, oh God, where they, oh God, have that renewed sight and renewed vision and a crisper image of what it is that you have in store for them and what it is that you have for them to do. So, Lord, heal the sick on today, oh God. Oh, encourage the discouraged on today. Give hope to the hopeless. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise for what you're about to do and what you have already done in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless your people, God. Bless your people. God is healing right now. Somebody's being healed. The Holy Ghost is right here on this phone line. Lord is healing. The Lord is encouraging. I feel joy. I feel joy springing up in the hearts of God's people. God is doing a new thing in your lives. He says, can you not perceive it? That's why he needs your vision to be sharper so that you can perceive what it is he's doing. Hallelujah. God, I see God tilting the wheel. He's balancing some things out. My God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God is doing it. He's doing it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God's doing a mighty thing. Pastor Emily, I'm going to give it back to you for any announcements that you have. And the invitation for our online people who are attending the online campus to even come out and visit us at our campus in Elizabeth. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God for you. Spread the word about this midweek broadcast, even our weekly hour prayer sometime, our Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Get the word out. God is moving on this broadcast, and we thank God that you tuned in today. This Sunday is Mother's Day. We want to honor mothers. We will be bringing forth a mighty word from New Creation Church in Elizabeth, New Jersey. We pray that you bring your mother, your auntie, your grandmother, bring her out to the service if you're local anywhere in this tri-state area. We are in New Jersey, but we're just moments away from New York, Connecticut, even the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area. Come on over to New Creation Church. We are excited. We love you. And one thing about our ministry, we embrace the people that come and visit with us, and we just love on everybody. And you get a sound word, and you just get the love of God. So if you can press your way, meet us in person, amen, we would love to see your face, not just through this internet airway. But we thank God that you tuned in today. Thank God that you were blessed by this word. So as you go back to your workplace, those of you who are home, those of you have to go back to the office, take this word with you. Refocus your vision. Take this word back to your workplace or back to your home, and you might as well go ahead, as Pastor said during this word, to get back into the word. Amen. So, Pastor, that's all I have. Mother's Day is coming up, and we just want to honor mothers everywhere because motherhood is a good thing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. We have a visitor with us. I believe this is Apostle Amica. He has his hand raised. God bless you. Is this Apostle Amica?
No, this is Brother Gary Thomas.
Oh, God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, my brother. Our brother, amen, is in attendance at the service today, all the way from North Carolina. God bless you. Did you have something to say? You had your hand raised?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I just was trying to get a little praise, this a spiritual boost, because I'm having one of those weeks. I'm not in North Carolina right now. I'm in Norfolk, Virginia, sitting behind my desk.
Amen. Hallelujah. Did you hear the words? Did you hear the service today?
Well, I just got back from got back in the office, and I tried to click on the site, but it was too late, I guess.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, the word today is to refocus your vision. You can go back to the archives right about 10 minutes from now and listen to the whole word all over again, so you still can get your spiritual boost, okay?
I thank you for that, Pastor.
But let me pray for you. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for Gary Thomas, oh God. We thank you for his life, oh God, and what you're doing in his life. Lord, he's having a rough day. He needs a spiritual boost. Lord, he doesn't even have to wait to listen to the next broadcast. Because right now, Lord, I pray for you to touch him right now. Touch, God, touch, touch. Just restore, strengthen, oh God. Encourage, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for your Holy Ghost coming upon him right now, oh God, and ministering to him as only you can. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for a spiritual boost as he called in, oh God, for another touch from you. So, Lord, lay your hand on him right now, oh God. Encourage him. Oh God, let him know, oh God, that it's a well done, oh God, in his case. God is saying, well done, my son. I'm well pleased with you. Your hard work is not coming up as a vanity. He says, you're not doing it in vain. God says, I'm walking with you and I'm pleased with you. He says, I'm getting the glory in your life. God says, you're on the right path. And he says, just continue to persevere, continue to press. The word to you today is press. God says continue to press. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is saying to you to keep getting the proper rest, my God, and take care of your health. It's very important. God is healing you, my God, hallelujah. There's some things that you've been concerned about. God is saying he's healing you in those areas as you continue to seek first his kingdom. He's giving you a new body. God says, my God, God says he's giving you a new body for the latter years. So God is saying your latter years are going to be greater than your former years. So you walk
amen.
In that, my
amen.
Brother, and you be encouraged. God is well pleased with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So thank you for Brother Gary
thank
Thomas.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. Work thank
in
you.
His life. In Jesus' name, amen. God
amen.
Bless you. Don't...
Amen. And, Pastor, amen. I also like to say a shout-out to all the mothers. I know it's coming up Sunday, Mother's Day, because we got some special, wonderful mothers out there who are doing awesome jobs. I mean, not only are they the heads of some of the household, but, I mean, you know, sometimes the father's not in their lives and the mother's doing everything. So I want to give a special shout-out to all the mothers.
Amen, amen. God bless you. And don't forget to listen to the archives, okay?
All right, Pastor. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. We normally don't take calls during this hour. I saw the hand up. I thought it was Apostle Amica, but I'm glad we took that call. Amen. Because he just got in and he needs a spiritual boost. So go back and listen to the archives. That's the end of our hour. We want you to get back to work. BlogTalkRadio.com/power. Amen. And just keep a smile on your face. Be encouraged because your vision has been restored. God bless you. Go in peace and praise the Lord.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. But where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
even though I've been it for a while,
still
I smile.
just want you to be happy. But then you gotta have something happy then. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you smiling.